Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the 5-Minute Fix, your go-to for practical tips, spiritual guidance, and valuable insights that will help you build stronger, more meaningful connections real fast. Today, I want to jump straight into a topic that many couples struggling in their relationships often ask about. Is it jinn? Is it ruqya related? Has someone cast a spell? The truth is, you won't know until you undergo a ruqya screening. But here's something else to consider. The amount of emotional baggage people bring into their marriage can be so overwhelming, often more than you can fit in your entire house. There's so much to unpack, yet many people skip the step of dealing with their past before saying, I do. Instead of trial and error, why not have a plan that actually works? My course, Relationship Mirrors, offers exactly that, a blueprint to help you understand who you are, what you want, and where you're headed in less than 3 hours. You can find it on my website at abumara.co.uk. I'll leave a link for that in the description. But let's be real. How many of us have swallowed our pride and admitted that we have unresolved history? It's easy to point fingers and say, he does this and she doesn't do that. But have you ever paused to reflect on your own past wounds that you've yet to heal? Now, imagine you're in a ruqya session and you take a reaction. Does that automatically mean all your relationship issues were ruqya related? And what happens when, despite that reaction, your problems persist? I'll tell you something that can probably fix most marital challenges. Two words, ownership and accountability. Taking ownership means acknowledging and accepting responsibility for your actions, decisions, and their consequences. It's about being accountable for both the good and the bad and taking the necessary steps to correct any mistakes. But how many of us truly do that? I come from a time when there was deep meaning in the simplest of things, when people lived, loved, and cherished. Now, despite having all the time in the world, we're distant, living in the same house, but worlds apart. Why? Because we've forgotten simplicity. So here's something to think about. When was the last time you truly reflected on your own actions in your relationship? Are you willing to take responsibility for your part in any conflicts? How often do you prioritize love and understanding over being right? What steps are you taking to heal from your past before bringing that baggage into your marriage? And on a positive note, it's never too late to start making changes. Even the smallest effort towards understanding yourself better can make a huge impact on your relationship. Remember, growth isn't about perfection, it's about progress. So take some time today, connect with your partner, even in the simplest of ways, a kind word, a small gesture, or just a moment of real, undistracted attention can make a world of difference. Thanks for listening. Stay positive, stay connected, and keep working towards the love and peace we all seek. Catch you in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.